mind is bent to tell of bodies changed into new forms. Ye gods, for you yourselves have wrought the changes. Breathe on these my undertakings, and bring down my song in unbroken strains from the world's very beginning, even unto the present time. Before the sea was, and the lands, and the sky that hangs over all, the face of nature showed alike in her whole round. Which state hath men called chaos? A rough, unordered mass of things, nothing at all save lifeless bulk and warring seeds of ill-matched elements heaped in one. No sun as yet shone forth upon the world, nor did the waxing moon renew her slender horns. Not yet did the earth hang poised by her own weight in the circumambient air. Nor had the ocean stretched her arms along the far reaches of the land. And though there was both land and sea and air, no one could tread that land, or swim that sea, and the air was dark. All objects were at odds, for within one body cold things strove with hot, and moist with dry, soft things with hard, things having weight with weightless things. God, or kindlier nature, composed this strife. For he rent asunder land from sky, and sea from land, and separated the ethereal heavens from the dense atmosphere. When thus he had released these elements, and freed them from the blind heap of things, he set them each in its own place, and bound them fast in harmony. The fiery weightless element that forms heaven's vault leapt up and made place for itself upon the topmost height. Next came the air in lightness and in place. The earth was heavier than these, and drawing with it the grosser elements, sank to the bottom by its own weight. The streaming water took the last place of all, and held the solid land confined in its embrace. And thus arranged in order and resolved that chaotic mass, he first molded the earth into the form of a mighty ball, so it might be of like form on every side. Then he bade the waters to spread abroad, to rise in waves beneath the rushing winds, and fling themselves around the shores of the encircled earth. Springs, too, and huge stagnant pools and lakes he made, and hemmed down flowing rivers within their shelving banks, whose waters, each far remote from each, are partly swallowed by the earth itself, and partly flow down to the sea. And being thus received into the expanse of a freer flood, beat now on shores instead of banks. Then did he bid plains to stretch out, valleys to sink down, woods to be clothed in leafage, and the rock-ribbed mountains to arise.